DMs open at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You got an issue, you can always DM us on the down low. We'll keep you anonymous and try to get you some help.
So this person wrote and said, I have got a coworker I've known for years. I've always had a crush on him. We've worked together a really long time, talked a lot, spent a lot of time together. I know him really well.
Mm-hmm.
He's recently been telling me he's unhappy in his marriage and wants a divorce.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I've given unbiased advice, told him to work on it, talked to her about how he feels, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it seems like it's over for both of them. Now, I know I need to wait until everything is settled and over, but do I tell him how I feel? I really can't tell if he has feelings for me. Do workplace romances work? What if people think there's something going on before they were done?
Well, first of all, they will.
Sure.
If you express your feelings to him, they break up, all that, and you're right there on the heels, it's just going to happen.
You look like the home wrecker.
Yeah, you do. And it's just, that's what it's going to be. Now, have you really given unbiased advice?
Well, I mean, if you're telling him to listen, have you given it everything you got? Have you told her exactly how you feel? Have you guys tried counseling? It sounds like she's thrown all that out there.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, if she's got a crush on him,
yeah,
then the unbiased advice could have some bias.
Well, like, it sounds like though she was trying to make sure that wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. So she didn't like influence, you know, his decision with tossing out like flirtiness.
So when my wife and I worked together, she was dating someone else. And so it was just kind of off limits. I thought she was cute, thought she was hot, all that stuff, but I didn't do anything. I, you know, flirted with her at work, but that was maybe that's crossing line, but I never acted on anything. So then she, I kind of waited on her to make a move. And when she made the move, then I was like, all right, so she must be past boyfriend. Here we go. And so that's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
But so
I think timing is key here.
Exactly.
And now is not the time.
And I think he probably knows your feelings. I mean, he probably does. Guys are pretty dense when it comes to that. Speaking for myself, guys are pretty dense for that. So he may not know. But if you've been there for him, you've talked to him, he confides in you and all that. You know, there's a phrase called emotional cheating, which he may have been doing with you unbeknownst to you.
Yeah, but I mean, she's not really sure, you know, she can't seem to figure out or pick up, hey, he's kind of tossing out signals like there might be feelings there. So she's really thinking this could be like a one-way street at this point. But I think that the key is you're going to have to let him take the lead on that, and it's going to have to be much later so that, you know, it doesn't look like you were a factor in that decision.
Because if you jump in now, especially as the marriage is ending you're like, hey, I want you. And
yeah, no, you do you for right now. You let him handle all that and tie that all up the way he's going to. If he's going to go ahead and file for divorce, get that all wrapped up, he's got to close that chapter, I think, before you even consider allowing him to open another chapter with you. And again, I think you need to look for him to give you those clues that mm-hmm. he would be receptive to that. Otherwise, because again, you are coworkers.
Yeah.
It could be really, really awkward if you toss feelings out there and then he's all like, wait a second, I thought we were buds.
Right, right. And it could take longer than what you're willing to wait.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just one of those things. So hopefully that helps a little bit.
If it's meant to be, it'll happen at some point.
Yes, to answer your question, workplace romances do sometimes work.
Yes, but not now for you.
But not hold, push, no. Stop, hang on, wait.
We put a little pin in that. We press pause. We let him handle his business.
Yeah.
And then if he wants to still be the little chitty chat with you and starts to send out some signals you think you're picking up, then all right.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll end it here. Jennifer just tosses out a statement on text and says, honestly, though, does she want to be a rebound from a failed marriage?
That is also something to consider.
Something to consider for sure.
Some things, some residual things to work out.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, hopefully that.